Luke chapter 17, from verse 11 onwards. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who return to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Praise be to God. This is a very beautiful scripture portion that God has recorded in his word. The mercy of God that went to these 10 lepers. These 10 lepers came to Jesus and they came to him for healing. They knew that the condition they had was an incurable condition. And a condition that would keep these 10 people out of the common people. These people had this leprosy. They were not allowed to be with the rest of the people, so they were put away from the society. And they had to live in that leper colony where all the lepers were there. Other than the lepers, no one ever came near them. Anybody would see them, they'll have to cry out, unclean, unclean. And that's how their lives became once they were diagnosed with that disease. Once they were found out that they have leprosy, they were cast out. But these 10 lepers were moved by the message they heard. I've spoken several messages on this topic, and I encourage you to go and listen to the recordings. God is going to speak something new, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he is going to say today. And so these 10 lepers were in this place. They were stuck for life. They had this change that took place in their lives suddenly, and the change was leprosy. That leprosy was a permanent sentence that was given to people. Once they had it, they had it for life. Nobody can take them out of that leprosy. And it's not like you have a diagnosis and then you say that I have this and just walk around with it with some medication, or you can manage this. This was a disease that will progressively eat up the entire being. Very painful, and a disease that would cause so much smell and depth, basically. You can feel depth progressively taking over every part of the body. And that's what these people had. These 10 people had this leprosy, and there are many others who had leprosy with those people, but these 10 people heard this message. The message was, this can be taken away by Jesus Christ. So this message came to them through some messenger. So when you look at these people, they were in a place where the common people were not supposed to go there, but someone who had mercy on them said to them from somewhere, maybe they stood far away, and they said, hey, you can get healed. There's this Jesus who is going around, and he opens the eyes of the blind, and he opens deaf ears, and he does all kinds of miracles. You can get healed. They got that message through a messenger. When that message came through the messenger, just like the seed that fell on different types of ground, These 10 people were the people who got the seed or the message of hope. And they latched on to it. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. Many people hear God's word. Many people hear this message that Jesus can do this for you. Many people hear this message that God can do the impossible for you. But then you see a handful of people who actually believe that message and inherit that which God has for them. God wants you to be one among those who truly believe that He can do all things. The impossible becomes possible for those who believe. And these 10 lepers, out of the many people who heard the message, took steps towards receiving their miracle. See, when they left their place, wherever they stayed, they had this in their hearts that we're going to get healed. We're going to get healed. We're going to get healed. We just want this Jesus to have mercy upon us. You see our situation, Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. And this is what they had because the situation required God's mercy. They knew that Jesus can heal if He would have compassion on these lepers. The condition was so bad. And these people moved from where they were to where Jesus was. Now, Jesus was coming from one place to the other. And there's this meeting place. And even though they're not supposed to, they made their way. And they stood at a distance. And they made sure that they got their voices heard. God is speaking at this hour. Prayer is getting your voice heard before God Almighty. The Bible says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous person produces great results. That when you pray, and you pray intentionally, and you pray fervently, and you pray with everything that is within you, God hears your prayer, and He answers your prayer. No matter how bad your situation may be, no matter how intense it may be, no matter how severe it may be, no matter how hopeless it may be, there's nothing too difficult for the living God. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. There's nothing, nothing that is too difficult for the living God. So these lepers, even though their situation looked impossible, something happened deep within them. They saw the leprosy, but they heard this news that Jesus can do this miracle for them. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. You may have an impossible situation in front of you. Your body may show something. Your mind may show something. People around you may show something. Everything around you may show something. But you're hearing something else, that this Jesus can do a miracle for you. What are we supposed to do with what we heard? Are we going to look at our bodies? Are we going to look at what others say? Are we going to look at what the doctor said? Are we going to look at what the lab report said? Or are we going to go with what we heard? The question is it true or not? In this case, it was the truth. Whoever came and told them the news from wherever it was, it was the truth that Jesus was healing people. All those who came to Him got healed. These people got the news. They said, that means if we can get there, we too can get healed. They heard that message and they said, we must make use of this. This is our opportunity that God has given to us. We have to make use of this. God is speaking at this hour. The opportunity that God brings before you, for you to come out of where you are, the opportunity that God brings to you to completely transform your life, the opportunity that God brings to you to take you out of your state of isolation, the opportunity that God brings to you to take you out of the place where the place is full of stench, God is giving that opportunity and He says, I can take all these things out. Well, you need to be willing to move out of that leper colony. If you don't move out of the leper colony, you won't get healed. You need to move out of the place of bondage and move towards the place of healing. Move out of the place of bondage. That means a place where everything is negative. There's no hope. Move from a place of hopelessness to a place of faith. Moving from a place of hopelessness to a place of faith. And from a place of faith to a place of miracles. Moving from a place of hopelessness to a place of faith. And from the place of faith to a place of healing. Miracles. I want to say it again as the Holy Spirit wants me to. Move from a place of hopelessness to a place of faith. And from that place of faith, you move to a place of miracles. I want to say it one more time. Memorize it. Move from a place of hopelessness to a place of faith. And from a place of faith, you move to a place of miracles. And that's what these lepers did. They were in a place of hopelessness, utter hopelessness. There's no hope there. There's no life there. This is how they're going to be. After this, they're going to die there. Just the way they came with leprosy. Only thing is that leprosy is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. So it's not even like they're going to stay the same way. But something happened. The message came through the messenger to these people who were in that place. Bound. No hope. Hopelessness. From that hopelessness, when the word came to them, it's like this. A lifeline that was thrown. These 10 people out of all the lepers there, they latched on to that. They got that lifeline. They got hold of that rope. They said, we are coming out of that place of hopelessness. And what was that lifeline? It was faith. They said, from this place, we are moving to a place of faith. See, they heard the news. And once they heard the news, you're going to receive it or you're going to reject it. How are you going to receive it? You're only going to receive it if you have faith. When you have faith, you receive that message. Once you receive that message, now you're going to act on that faith. So moving from a place of hopelessness to a place of faith, what is the connection there? The message that comes from the messenger. Once that message that comes from the messenger to that place of hopelessness, those who are in that place of hopelessness, latch on to that message and they move from there to a place of faith. Now they believe, I got this message, I believe it. Once they believe that message, now they have to take that step from that place of faith to the place of miracles. They got to do something about it. Now you can't say, well, I heard this, I believe, and I'm just staying here wherever I am supposed to be, because I was told not to move from there. I was told to sit in that place where all the lepers are. I'm not going to move out of there. They didn't say that. Even though they knew that that was their place, they said, no, no, Jesus is there. Jesus is there. We are here. Leprosy is here. Healing is there. Leprosy is here. Healing is there. So I got to make my way from this place where the lepers are. I'm going to come out of there, and I'm going to reach where Jesus is. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. Whatever your situation is, whatever problem you may have, once you get the message, what you do with the message is very important. Once God speaks to you and he says, I am here to give you hope. I'm here to pull you out of that. What are we going to do? Are we going to say, good news, I'm glad, I'm so happy, and you're going to stay in that spot and keep dancing, or you're going to move out of there, and you're going to say, I know that I can get healed, so I'm going to get to where I need to get to. Moving from a place of hopelessness to a place of faith. Message comes, and you believe it. Once you believe that, now you got to walk from that place of faith to the place of healing. So what are you supposed to do? Make that move. Whatever you have to do to move from that place of faith now to the place of healing is necessary. I want to repeat it one more time as the Holy Spirit wants me to. Genuine faith will show itself in action. It's never going to sit in one spot. It's never going to say that I believe, But I believe. But I believe. What do you do with what you believe? You're going to show that you believe. When you show that you believe, that's when you actually are believing. You say, I'm hungry, and you are given food. If you're really hungry, what are you going to do? Are you going to admire the plate? Are you going to admire the food? I don't even think a hungry person is going to even admire anything that's there. They're going to eat. If you're not hungry, then you are not going to be so bent on eating right away. But if you are hungry, no matter how beautifully somebody arranged everything, it's like you give gifts to children, right? And some adults are like that too. They don't look at the wrapper. They don't look at what's written on it. And, you know, the person might have like sat and they would have done this design and that design and they would have done all kinds of fancy stuff on that. And you give that to the kid and the kid's so happy and go, 1, 2, 3, just rip everything up. All the effort that was put into that just gone like that. Now, a person who admires the child, they won't care. But a person who really put work into this, they didn't even look at this. I did all of that. They didn't even look at what he did. It took 4 hours for me to do this. But the person who really wants the gift is really not even going to look at what's on the outside. They want to get to the gift. What's inside? What's inside? What's inside? Our desire to receiving that which God has must be so strong that we'd be willing to do what it takes to get that which God has for us. Our desire to receiving that which God has for us has to be so strong. It should take us from this place of faith to the place of miracles. That's when miracles happen. Doing whatever we need to do in order to get to where we need to get to can only happen if we have that drive for it. That means I want to see this happen in my life. God is speaking to our hearts today. Be a person of action. Be a person of action. Be a person of determination. These 10 lepers, they heard this message and they had this faith out of all the people. They got the good news. They said, we're going. And now they made their way from this place of faith to where Jesus was. Now Jesus is here. They are so close to this miracle. And they look at Jesus and they're asking him this. Let's just hear this. Verse 12, then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. There was no doubt in their prayer. They never said, Lord, do you think that this is possible, and it's a very impossible condition we have, and I've been having this for so long. And we've been isolated here. None of those. They knew how to get to God. They cried out loudly. They lifted up their voices. That means they were desperately needing that healing. You call that earnest prayer. They cried out. They said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You also see one thing very important here. It's called unity. Oneness. Very important. Very important. In a family, that oneness is very important. In a marriage, that oneness is very important. If you're praying for something, you must pray with that oneness. It's very important. Satan will always try to come and break that oneness, and you have to be very careful. Oneness. And as an individual, you need to be one with your mind. And with your body. You know, there are people who say, I want this. No, I don't want this. I want this. I don't want it. I don't want this. I don't want this. You know, their heart wants one thing. Their mind doesn't want one thing. And their body feels lazy. And they end up not getting anything. Your heart should drag your body and your mind and get what you need to get. God is speaking at this hour. These lepers, they were all united together and they all lifted up their voices and they said the same thing. What was it? Have mercy on us. You see, a very important thing within this simple sentence, which was, they were prepared to meet with God. They were prepared to meet with Jesus. They prepared. They had this in their hearts. When we see Jesus, this is what we're going to say. We're all going to say this. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Not a single person was saying there, I want to get healed. It doesn't matter if you don't get healed. There's no self-centeredness there. All of them wanted to get healed. And all of them got healed. It's the beauty of unity. When we come to God in prayer and come with that oneness, God loves that and He answers us. And so here we see, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when He saw them, He said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. Now, from this place of faith, they're going to the place of miracles. Now, as they are moving to the place of miracles, they are met with different challenges. One is actually getting through to Jesus. They overcame that challenge. They all shouted out loud and they made sure that Jesus heard. Now the next challenge is, Jesus didn't say, I have mercy on you, be thou made whole. He didn't say that. He's saying something that they never expected to hear, which was, go show yourselves to the priests. They still have leprosy. Their leprosy is not gone. Jesus is telling them to do something that is beyond their understanding. You're not supposed to go as a leper to the priest. Only if you're healed, you go to the priest to show that you're healed, and the priest checks you out and he says you're healed, you can go back to your family. But these guys are still lepers. Jesus is telling them to do something that appeared to be difficult for them to do. At the same time, not difficult. If you understand what He is saying, then it's not difficult. You get happy. But if you don't understand what He's saying, then it's going to be difficult. All things are possible to him who believes. If we believe that Jesus has the power to heal, then even when it doesn't make sense, we will still do that which God tells us to do. Because we know that this is what I asked of him. If he's telling me to do this in the process, then it is going to yield the result that I'm looking to God for. God is speaking to our hearts today. These people come to God as lepers. They're asking for mercy. And Jesus is giving them a command. And the command was, you go, show yourselves to the priest. No answer about their leprosy. There's no conversation about leprosy here. You know the conversation that Jesus had with them was? Not on the sickness, but on healing. He didn't talk about leprosy there. He talked about healing. Go, show yourselves to the priest. Now these people were not healed. They were still lepers. They didn't stand there and they didn't ask God this question. Jesus, we're still lepers. When we go to the priest and if we're still lepers, if the priest get upset at us, what should we tell them? Should we tell them that you told us to? None of those things. Because these lepers, all of them, were united in heart. They came for one thing, which was the healing. And when they heard this command, they were all unified together. Nobody said that. What is this? I'm not going. None of those said that. All of them said, we're going. They all turned around and they all started walking towards the temple of God. The priest, unified prayer and unified obedience is very powerful. When we unite our hearts to pray and we obey God as one, there's something about that oneness that brings about the miracle that God has for us. one out of nine, if he would have just said, okay, I don't believe, then he wouldn't have received the healing. But all 10 of them believed that Jesus Christ has the power to heal, and if he said to do something, we're simply going to do something, whatever he told me to do. And they all started going. So it was as they went, they were cleansed. Doesn't say after they reached. Doesn't say the priest examined them. No. But as they were going, so the Bible doesn't specify here to what extent they went and at which point they got healed. One thing we know, they were walking towards the temple. They're walking towards showing themselves to the priest. As they went on their way, suddenly they found out that they were healed. All of a sudden, wherever they had leprosy, it just disappeared. And they're saying like, what is this? What is this? It's not like suddenly they were seeing something that they didn't expect. These are people of faith. Remember, they're walking from a place of faith towards the place of healing. So they were expecting the leprosy to disappear. So as they were walking, they would have been looking at their hands, they would have been looking at their nose, they would have been looking at their feet, and they would have been looking at themselves, expecting that leprosy to disappear. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. When we come to God looking for something, we have to come to God in faith. And as we come to the place of faith, moving from the place of faith until you get your miracle, you have to have your expectations high. You need to have that faith that God is going to do it. 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 It's just a matter of time. For certain people, it can be 50 steps. For others, it could be 100 steps. For others, it could be 200 steps. Doesn't matter. As you walk and take your steps, suddenly it's gone. Suddenly it's gone. And it's not a surprise because it was something that you were looking forward to. As you're walking, you're looking, and you're looking, and then suddenly, there you go, you got it right in front of you. Look at that excitement. It's like you knew it was going to happen at the same time. It's a miracle. They were so excited. That's why one came running back. He said, I got to say thank you to Jesus. Look what Christ did for me. God is speaking to our hearts today. Whatever you're looking to God for, you need to hold on to the word that God has given. That's your first station. And from that word, you need to make your way to that place of faith. Move from there. That means you get the word and you believe 100%. You move from getting the word to the place of faith. And now from that place of faith to the place of miracles, you will be asked to do specific things so that your faith is proved to be real faith. Is it just cotton candy or does it have substance in it? From the place of faith to the place of miracles, your faith will be put to test. There are specific things God will tell you to do. You must do it. When you do it, you will see God do what he has told you. That means what you heard in your first station, you will see that come to pass in your third station. In between is faith. What God said in that message will become a reality when you take the steps from this place of faith to proving your faith by your obedience to what God has said. When you obey that which God has told you to do, you're going to see the manifestation of the word that God gave take shape and form and play out right in front of your eyes. Now these lepers, they were lepers, but they are very wise lepers. Obviously, they were God-fearing lepers and they had the mercy of God because they were people of faith. God sent his word to them, just like how Naaman received the word and he came and he got his healing. These lepers also received the word and they too came and got their healing. all those who receive the word and believe God and move from that place of faith to getting that which God has by simply doing that which God has told you to do. Because you believe the one who told you will cause the miraculous power of God to unfold right in front of your eyes. How many of you believe that God is able to do that which he has promised? Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. As we believe that which God has said, how many of you believe that we need to take steps from this place of faith to the place of miracles by obeying that which God has told us to do? Yes. It's a very crucial part because that's what will show to God that we truly believe. When we do that, we will for sure see the glory of God. Jesus looked at Lazarus' sister and he said, "Then I tell you, if you'd only believe, you shall see the glory of God." These lepers, though lepers, they believed. They did that which God told them to do. They saw the glory of God. I'm going to finish with this. Lazarus, not the poor man and the rich man story. Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus, the one who died. When Jesus was standing in front of the grave, and he's there, he's right there. The sisters were crying, they said, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died." But now Jesus is there. It's a matter of whether the miracle is going to happen or not. And he's telling something very important to these sisters. "Faith, Mary, faith. Faith, Martha, faith." He says, "Believe." It's very important at this hour, believe. And as they heard this, he's telling them to do something, which was roll the stone away. And Jesus, "Lord, it's going to stink. It's been so long. It's going to stink." And you see, Jesus, "Didn't I tell you? Just believe and you shall see the glory of God." You know, sometimes your mind can get in the way. And you suddenly feel like you jump and say, "Oh Lord," as if Jesus doesn't know. Many times we somehow think that God doesn't know and we know more than God. But even at that time, God is so gentle. He says, "Didn't I tell you?" He just reminds us. We think that God doesn't know and we know and I know what this God is doing. And then you come to a Bible study and God reminds you there. We say, "Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank God for the reminders." And the 100th time that he reminds us, we praise God. Because many times the mind can get in the way. And Jesus says, "Put that mind down." Because faith goes past what your mind can understand. Because it's the supernatural work of God. And so when Jesus said, "Roll the stone away," they had a choice. Are you going to roll the stone away or are you going to stay there? "No, Lord, it's going to stink. We already had the funeral. Please take care of all the sick people there. Don't worry about Lazarus." No. Once Jesus said, "Believe, you will see the glory of God," she said, "Yes. Yes." When that reminder comes from God to you, what do you do with that? Because that's another message coming from the mouth of God. What do you do with that? When you feel weak in faith and when you feel your faith is being shaken and God speaks to you at that moment, what do you do with that? It's so important. You take that and you say, "Now I'm going to move from this place," where the place of sickness, the place of curse, the place of poverty, the place of sin, the place of whatever it is, I'm going to move from there to a place of faith. God wants your faith to arise. God wants you to move from that place of faith. If you've arrived there, to the place of miracles, where you simply do that which God has told you to do. And when he tells you to do something, it won't make sense. It won't. Because it's supernatural. He says, roll the stone away with the dead person inside. He says, go and show yourself to the priest with leprosy all over. That's where, whether you really believe God or not, will be put to test. God is speaking at this hour. If you want God to do the impossible in your life, you should be someone who is willing to believe God for the impossible and do the impossible that God tells you to do. God is not going to tell you to raise a dead person, no, but he will tell you to do something that is hard for you to do here mentally. Impossible over here. Though it has been 4 days, I'm still going to have them roll the stone away. Now, you overcome that obstacle. Though you have leprosy all over, I'm still going to go towards the priest. You overcome that obstacle, and that obstacle is called unbelief that comes from human reasoning. Do not let your mind come in the way of God's blessings. Do not go by what you see. Do not go by what people say. Do not go by what's around you. But go by what God has said. If you go by what God has said, when God puts your faith to test, you'll be able to do that which God has told you to do. And the result will be exactly that which God promised you that he would do. Shall we all stand up together? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 I pray that the Spirit of God would take this word that God has given. It may appear to be simple, but it's a very deep word that God has given. When you apply it to your life, it'll do wonders for you. Thank you, Jesus. It is the mercy of God that already came to these lepers, and that's why they got the good news. So when they came and they told Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on us, Jesus didn't address that at all because he already had mercy on them. And they got the news. But now he says, I'm going to do the impossible for you. You do what I'm telling you to do. Because it's done already. Have mercy on you. Hallelujah. God is speaking to your hearts today. God has mercy on you. God has intended to do good for you. God wants to bless you. It's the good pleasure of the Lord to bless Israel. God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to break you free of your chains. God wants to bring you from that place of death. God wants to pull you out of the place of bondage. God wants to pull you out of that place of disease, disorder, confinement. God wants to move you from there to a place of freedom. Hallelujah. Do you have the faith for it? Do you have the faith to show for it? God is speaking to your hearts at this hour. Tell the Lord, I will do whatever you tell me to do, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That which looks impossible in the sight of man is possible with God. Whatever looks impossible before you is possible with God. Hallelujah. He makes the impossible possible. This is who our God is. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God makes the impossible possible. God makes the impossible possible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Will you believe him for the impossible? Will you do that which he tells you to do by putting aside every hindrance that may come through your mind And simply do that which God calls you to do, because whatever He's telling you to do is going to bring that miracle in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give yourself over to the Lord at this hour. And tell the Lord, Lord, I give myself over to you. Today, what I'm seeing may look totally impossible, but I know, Lord, your word says all things are possible to him who believes. So I believe, and I will obey you in all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Prophet Elisha told Naaman, go and immerse yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. That's what Naaman did. As a leper, he went into that river and did exactly what he was told to do. It looked impossible just for that water to take away that leprosy, but the water didn't do the miracle. God did the miracle when the word was given through the servant of God. When Naaman touched that water, the word that was released through that prophet of God touched that water, causing the power of God to enter into his body, to push out that leprosy. That's what faith will do. Hallelujah. Faith in the word that God has given will cause you to push out that which weighs on you so heavily. Will bring that healing upon your body. Will bring that transformation upon your mind. Will break you free from your bondages. Will grant you new life in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give yourself over to the Lord and say, Lord, I believe. I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm putting away unbelief today. I'm putting away skepticism today. I'm putting away doubting today. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be like these 10 lepers. We just believe. And simply do that which you told me to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God will do a wonder for you. God will do a miracle for you before he can bring the promise to fulfillment. Your faith will be put to test to see if you have real faith or not. And with the simple command that God gives, your miracle will be right there when you obey that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for this precious word that you gave to us this day. Moving from a place of sickness, disease, curse, bondage, to a place of faith. Moving from that place of faith to a place of the fulfillment of the promise of God. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you will bless your people. May each one keep moving forward, Father. Let no one stay where they are. Let no one be like the lepers who never made that move to come out of that leper colony. As you've spoken today, in order for you to bless your people, they need to move out of the old way of thinking, the old way of living, the old way of doing things. Touch your people, Father. Touch your people, Father. Tell the Lord, Lord, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence that is here. Whatever your people are looking to you for, Jesus, you would strengthen their faith, Lord. Strengthen their faith so that they can receive the miracle, Lord. Take away every unbelief out of their lives, Father. Cause them, Lord, to be prepared. To show their faith by their works. Whatever you tell them to do, may they simply do it because they trust you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Give each and every single one a victorious week. Help them to make their journey towards their miracle by trusting you. That every single day may they expect the fulfillment of that which you've spoken. Suddenly it'll come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the twinkling of an eye, you brought Joseph out of prison. In the twinkling of an eye, you healed a man by the pool. In the twinkling of an eye, you caused the dead to life. Suddenly, so suddenly, 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 so suddenly, you are my God.
You open rivers in the desert.
Wait for him eagerly. Hallelujah. Every step of the way, as God tells us to do what he wants us to do, we must eagerly expecting God to do that which he has promised, and we keep doing that which he has told us to do. Hallelujah. That's what Abraham did. As he walked to Mount Moriah, he eagerly went, looking forward to what God would do, because he counted God who promised him faithful. Hallelujah. When we count God who has promised us faithful, we will eagerly do that which God told us to do, expecting that which God has promised to come to pass right in front of our eyes. Hallelujah. That which God has promised you will happen right in front of your eyes as you continue to do that which God has told you to do. Eagerly waiting. Hallelujah. Eagerly waiting. Hallelujah. You are my God. I will eagerly wait on you. Hallelujah. For you suddenly come into this. Hallelujah. You will suddenly, God will suddenly come, and he will turn our morning into dancing. Hallelujah. He will suddenly come. He will suddenly come and open the prison doors. Hallelujah. And he will set the captives free. He will suddenly come and he'll open rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Suddenly, hallelujah. Suddenly he will do it. Hallelujah. For he who promises is faithful. And as he told us, he will do it. Our job is to expect him and eagerly wait on him. Continue to do that which God has told us to do. As we do that which God has told us to do on our journey, this is the word of prophecy God is giving at this hour. Hallelujah. As you walk, while you're walking, hallelujah, by faith, looking forward to seeing the miracle, eyes will see your salvation. Hallelujah. Your eyes will behold that which God has promised. Hallelujah. When you walk towards that which God has told you to walk towards, expecting that which God has promised to unfold in front of you, it shall happen right in front of your eyes. Hallelujah. It shall happen right in front of your eyes. Hallelujah. Not someone else's eyes, but your own eyes will see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. And others will join with you and glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord will do. This is what the Lord will do. Suddenly He will turn our night into day. Hallelujah. Suddenly He will turn our morning into dancing. Hallelujah. Suddenly God will come and open rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Oh, but we must keep going. We must keep going. We must keep going. Hallelujah. Just like the lepers kept going, we must keep going, believing in the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Believing in that which God has spoken. Hallelujah. God will suddenly do it. Hallelujah. Suddenly, so suddenly, hallelujah, He will come and do it. God Himself will do it. Hallelujah. Suddenly God will do it. Hallelujah. He will overturn that which is against you suddenly. Hallelujah. God will suddenly do. You know how the verdict that was against the Jews was overturned? Hallelujah. By God Almighty. Suddenly, hallelujah, King Ahasuerus suddenly overturned everything, hallelujah, and he gave a new letter signed saying that, oh, nobody can touch these Jewish people, hallelujah. Oh, that which is against you will be overturned by God Almighty suddenly, hallelujah. It'll happen suddenly in front of your eyes, hallelujah, as you believe and keep walking towards the promise that God has given to you because He told you to, hallelujah. In front of your eyes, it'll happen. Suddenly it'll happen. Hallelujah. He will do it right in front of your eyes. Hallelujah. Suddenly, hallelujah. Suddenly, hallelujah. Suddenly, hallelujah. Keep walking, keep walking, keep walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. Don't let your reasoning come in between and ruin that which God has for you. God is speaking at this hour. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. When you walk by faith, you will inherit that which God has promised to give you. Hallelujah. Suddenly, suddenly, so suddenly, oh yes, yes, suddenly, suddenly, oh, suddenly. We're going to sing the song one more time. Sing with faith in your heart. Hallelujah. Don't look at the time. Sing the song with faith in your heart. If you want God to do something for you, you need to do that which you should do, which is show your faith to God. Hallelujah. Receive the blessing that God has for you. Hallelujah. You are my God. I will rest in you patiently. Suddenly, suddenly, you'll turn my night into day, and my morning into dancing. Suddenly, oh yes, suddenly. Believe that? Do you believe God will do this for you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe God will do this for you? Hallelujah. Let's sing it together one more time as a church. Hallelujah. Sing it together one more time. Hallelujah. These 10 lepers, they were unified together and they shouted to God with a loud voice. Jesus heard all their 10 voices as one voice. Hallelujah. And Jesus told them all one thing and they all did the same thing. Hallelujah. This is the time we shout to God as one voice. Hallelujah. Believing that which God has spoken shall come to pass. We will sing the song together. Hallelujah. You are my God. I will rest in you patiently. Suddenly, suddenly, you turn my night into day, my morning into dancing. Suddenly, oh yes, suddenly, oh yes, oh suddenly. Who can come the raging sea, O Lord?
godly who can work wonders like you, oh Lord. So suddenly who can calm the raging sea, oh Lord. So suddenly who can work wonders like you, oh Lord. You brought Joseph out of prison. In the twinkling of an eye, you healed a man by the pool. In the twinkling of an eye, you brought the dead back to life. Suddenly,
every single one who believes. Hallelujah. And eagerly wait for him. Hallelujah. That my God will do, my God will do, my God will do, my God will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God is able. 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 My God is, sing it out. My God is, sing it out.
My God is still faith in your heart. My God is able. My God is, oh yes, yes. My God is, He is. My God is able. My God is able. My God is, oh. My God is, yes, He is. My God is, yes, He is. My God is, sing it out with faith in your heart. My God is, look at your situation that looks dead and sing it out. My God is able. 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 One more time. My God is able. My God is able. My God is able. My God is able.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He will do it for me. What He did for His people over and over and over again. Yes, 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 yes. He will do it for me. What He does for His people over and over and over again. Yes, yes, yes. He will do it for me.
Open rivers in the desert, hallelujah. Oh, He'll open blind eyes, hallelujah. He'll set the captives free, hallelujah. Oh, He'll open dumb mouths, hallelujah. He'll open deaf ears, hallelujah. He'll cause the lame to walk, hallelujah. My God is able to do the impossible, hallelujah. Whatever you're looking to God for, He is faithful to give that to you, hallelujah. Above and beyond, hallelujah. Above and beyond, hallelujah. Above and beyond, hallelujah. Believe God, hallelujah. And walk with faith, hallelujah. Not by sight, walk by faith, hallelujah. Expecting every step of the way to see that which God has spoken, hallelujah. When you expect that which God has spoken to come to pass, you shall see, hallelujah, as you walk towards that destination, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us this afternoon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as we each have different kinds of needs. You are here to meet all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. As needy people, we have come to your presence, fully knowing that we will get our needs met by our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Healing where healing is needed. Salvation where salvation is needed. Oh, you're here to do it all. Hallelujah. You're here to do it all. Hallelujah. We praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah. All the miracles that you've done for us and for others, you're able to do that and much more. Hallelujah. So we praise you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Continue to bless your people. Fill each and every single one with many miracles, Lord, all through this week. Cause their faith to arise. Cause each and every single one to take steps towards the miracle that you have for them, Father. When their faith is put to test, it may be a genuine faith, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We commit ourselves into your hands. As your servant standing in the presence of God, before the throne of God, according to the power and authority given to me by the Almighty God, I bless your people at this hour with this blessing that you alone can bless them with, that they may be valiant in battle. They may be strong in faith. That they may grow in faithfulness towards the living God. That every step they take, may they take by faith. They may walk by faith and not by sight. I thank you for doing this. In Jesus' most precious name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 You heard the message of the Lord. If you need a miracle, only if you need a miracle, and you believe what you heard, I'm going to ask you to do a small step, which is, if you believe, come forward to show that you believe. God will do a miracle where you need a miracle. Only if you need a miracle. We're going to sing a song. One more song. If you believe, you can stand there, down there, please. Praise God. If you need a miracle, and you believe the message you heard, it's a few steps to walk up here. It's a small step. Sometimes we can hear the message and say, I'm for it, I believe it, and then go home and never really show it. It's a small step. What miracle you need? What is standing in your way? I want you to raise your hands and sing this song to show that you believe. And you look to the Heavenly Father and say, Lord, everything I've heard, I believe. And so I'm up here now. Hallelujah. And I'm going to sing this song before the presence of God for the miracle that I need. Lord, I believe. We're going to sing that song. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. For my miracle, Lord. Lord, I believe. I really mean it. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
things are possible.
With God, and you're raising your hands and singing the very song that's a prayer in God's presence. I want you to bring those things that are impossible for you, that are in your heart and in your mind, and say, I'm not going to rationalize anymore. I've heard the word that He's a miracle working God, and I trust you, Lord, to part the Red Sea for me. To part that which is impossible. Bring that to your mind right now. Bring it in front of you. This is it, Lord. This is what's troubling me. This is what seems impossible. I'm believing you, Lord, and I'm saying to you, in your presence, I believe you, that through you, all things are possible, and you're going to do this for me. Hallelujah. Yes. Just like those 10 lepers. Bring it before you. What is it that's bothering you? What is it that is impossible? This is where your faith meets God's word. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Even this thing, Lord, you can do it. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Father, to take a step of faith to show that they believe in you. They've come forward, and those watching online, they have raised their hands and sang the song, showing that, Lord, I really believe you. Hallelujah. You are the one who can do the impossible, and I trust you. I will stop thinking my old way of thinking. I've stepped in to faith to trust in the living God.
Amen.
I'm going to walk with God. Hallelujah. God's going to take me places I've never been. Hallelujah. In the glory realm to see supernatural wonders. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Father, bless your people, Lord, to continue to take the steps of faith. Whatever you tell them to do, to leave that colony of unbelief for good.
Amen.
And to walk by faith towards the direction God says to. So they may inherit every blessing, Lord.
Yes,
not just relief and healing and deliverance for these impossible things that they're thinking about. But Lord, you give much, much more. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're the God of Abraham. Hallelujah. The God of Isaac and Jacob. Our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I pray that you bless everyone as they go to their respective homes with faith being ignited and to fuel that by the promise that they've heard, by the word that they've heard, to keep rehearsing the very message they heard today all week long to make a permanent part of their lives forever. Thank you, Father, for the glory realm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. God has brought us into the glory realm today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today, hallelujah. We have
Jesus.
Stepped into the glory
hallelujah.
Realm for more of God. Hallelujah.
Praise
thank you, Father.
Father. Praise Father.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah.
Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the love of God the Father, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest and remain with us all now and until we see Jesus face to face. Amen.